Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's clash with Cincinnati.
Okay, good to see everybody. Really appreciate you guys being here. Good practice, great day, exciting. Going into the AFC North, play our first game against our divisional rival in their stadium. We've been there lately a few times, so we're kind of comfortable with the locker room and whatnot, but we're looking forward to it, and we're preparing as such. What questions do you have?
John, you mentioned about being there. I mean, it wasn't too long ago in that playoff game, that tough playoff loss. Do they have any lingering feelings when it's been so close, you know, from that last game, that last trip from that?
Well, I'm sure, you know, you remember stuff. I mean, certainly it's on, you know, it's there. It wasn't that long ago, but it wouldn't matter if it was 10 years ago. You remember everything in football. So, you know, they won the game. They played better at the end, made the plays they had to make. But that's history, and we're moving forward.
Did you guys feel like you took a lot of good from that game as well, and that you sort of?
I don't really remember, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Good job.
Yeah.
Following up on Monday, any update on Marcus Williams?
Yeah, they're working through all the dynamics of that right now. So that's where we're at. All those guys just kind of see where we go. They'll all be on the injury report for you. So,
Mark, moving closer to
as I just said so graciously. As I just mentioned, refer to the injury report. He was out there practicing. I don't know if he knows.
Hence why.
Yeah, there you go. Hence your answer.
Using JK, you know, I know it's not doing nothing to them, so that you guys have been in this position before. Does it alter things for you in some sense? And as much as you can tell us anything about it,
We don't have JK. That's disappointing. You know, he's a great player. He's a great guy. And, you know, obviously anytime you have a player like that on your roster, that's a big deal. You know, he's explosive athlete, ball carrier, receiver. But I'm very confident the guys we have stepping in there as well. We have very good players stepping in, and they're excited for their opportunity.
I think with the switch of coordinators, there was some question as to Patrick Ricard, what his role would be in the offense. You guys used him, I think, on 24 snaps. What does he represent for this team, and why do you think he's able to find fits, even though obviously moving in a different direction than the season past?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good football player, and you have a good football player on your team. You definitely want to use him, you know. So how many plays it is from week to week, I think that'll be – it won't be like the same. It'll be whatever it is that week based on whatever's going on. But he's a good football player. He brings what he brings. You know what he brings. I mean, you see it every day when you watch him play, right? And it's effective. It's meaningful reps when he's out there doing what he does well. So I'm very happy we have him on our team.
John, training camp, it was noticeable that Kyle Hamilton was a little more vocal. He said he was more comfortable communicating. Mm-hmm. How much do you have to lean on him now with Marcus potentially missing some time, and just how much does it help that he's kind of taken more of that communication leadership role?
Right. I mean, he's had a great camp. He's done everything that he's been asked to do in different roles, you know, position-wise, moving around. He's still capable of doing that. We still have all those options at our disposal with the guys we're putting out there. And yeah, I'm sure he'll be very vocal, but he was before, you know. So that's the way we roll.
Coach, talking about Zay Flowers, he looked like he's been in the league for a long time. His vision of being very always hungry, the hunger for the game.
Right.
How good is this for his development as a player?
Well, I mean, you know, he's chomping at the bit to get out there and to show what he can do. He made the big catch over the middle into the red zone. Had, you know, a lot of really good blocks. He's running routes fast. I was happy for him, you know. So he's just going to build off of that 100%, and he's going to have a lot of great days in front of him.
What kind of a challenge when you go against the Bengals offense that, I mean, there are three wide receivers, legitimate ones, you know, Chase, Higgins, and Boyd.
Yeah, and we're very familiar with their talent. I mean, they've had it. They have a very talented offense, obviously. Got a great back, got a great quarterback, you know. So we played them a lot. They played us a lot. We're very familiar with one another.
Obviously, did not play up to their standards in their opener against Cleveland. I mean, do you throw that out to some degree and assume that they'll be the team that you've seen in past years, or how do you treat that first game?
Yeah, just we're playing. We know how good they are. You know, we're getting ready to play the game that's going to be played this week, not the one that was played last week by either team. Same thing goes for us. I mean, you never stay the same. So we're getting ready for next week, and I'm sure they're doing the same.
John, you mentioned after the game about the pass rush that, you know, there was a lot of talk about before the season, but I'm assuming you were pleased with what you saw Sunday. Can you talk about, I guess, what you saw and, you know, moving forward?
Yeah. I mean, I saw exactly what I told you we would see, you know, and those guys were bringing it. So it was exciting and fun. And, you know, we've got a new challenge in front of us this week. And you know, we got to get better. Those guys are determined to keep getting better. And, you know, obviously, pass rush, pressure, sacks, hurries, batted balls, those are very important, you know, aspects of pass defense in the National Football League. So I like the way they played. We got to get better. Keep getting better. Yeah, I mean, the challenge is the guys, you know, that is football. And that's why guys, as we spoke about last week, are on the roster. You know, they're starting caliber players, or they wouldn't be, you know, in the league the way I look at it, especially on this team. So those guys are ready to roll, man. And they're going to go out there and play. And we respect their pass rush. We respect their run defense. We respect everything. It's our job to go out there and do our job, you know, and our guys are looking forward to the opportunity to do that.
Last one here. John, the Bengals have a very similar team to last year, but they got two new starters at safety, Cam Taylor-Britt, second-year player corner. What did you see from them in their season opener?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're playing the same defense. They're filling the roles that have been built into the defense. They did a nice job doing that. You know, obviously, the Hill kid, we got a little knowledge of. He's kind of we're familiar with the family there, you know. It's a good family. So, that they're good players, and they're in that defense. They're doing what the defense asked them to do, and I thought they had a good start.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.